The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, April 27, 1986, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. A very good Sunday evening to you, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America's special weekly program featuring some of the best in African music. I'm your Music Time hostess, Rita Rochelle, and happy to be with you again. So please just sit back now, friends, relax, and let's listen to the African beats with the King of Juju, Brother Sonny Ade.
Ajo bi oni se ibi
ko fi wa ika sile ko beru oluwa
tori
ise lairo ele ka dara kiri ori amutorun wa o ya to sitaye be se padiye be bola npa pepe ye ati matete ti edi ofolo jasi Olohun eye, awo dike o, Olohun eye.
From Nigeria, the music of Sunny Ade, proclaimed the king of juju by his admirers. Some have given him the title chairman, and sometimes he's even called the minister of enjoyment. But the important thing is that he and his African beats have created a new and wonderful sound, and we wish them more grease to their elbows. We wish them continued success, and we hope that you have good listening right here on Music Time in Africa. And this is the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle here in our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown in the heart of our nation's capital city, Washington, D.C., USA. As you know, it's my colleague, your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, who's the other half of the Music Time team. And together, we really enjoy preparing this program for you, popular and traditional music from different parts of Africa. And from time to time, we feature various artists who are making their way in the world of music. This evening, our Music Time spotlight is on a young musician studying and teaching at Kent State University in Ohio, here in the United States. His name is Adesanya Adeyeyi. He comes from Ilesha, Oyo State in Nigeria. And at Kent State University, Adesanya is majoring in music theory and composition. And in addition to his work as an instructor and lecturer in African music studies, he has organized a group called the Adesanya Adeyeyi Traditional African Music and Dance Ensemble. And they've made quite an impact on American audiences wherever they perform. We were curious as to how Adesanya developed his deep interest in this kind of music.
Back home, when I was really young, my grandmother was a priestess. And during the ritual ceremony, where they heal people of the different problem, like psychological problem or physical problem, the power through which they use is through drumming and dancing. So during this time, children especially were encouraged to dance and to sing. But through this kind of communication between the elders and the young, I was able to learn a little bit of what, they have for us. And apart from that, I was able to learn a little bit of drumming as well. My music really is not limited to Yoruba alone. Coming here, I've got a lot of experience in a lot of African music, which is especially in the New World. For instance, there are a lot of, African in New York, African from Brazil, African from Cuba. And in fact, you have a lot of African from West Africa. So through this kind of interaction, I've been so intrigued to know much about the African, more of general Pan-African music. I normally spend my summer vacation in New York, in Harlem, and that's exactly where I first met this member of my group in 1983. So we normally use that summer every summer to practice and to discuss about future events and to discuss other things, which might be of interest to the group. The audience are always enthusiastic. I guess they really love this music. In terms of what we say, on our drum, they could not really, relate to that. But in terms of energy involved and spectacular involved when we perform on stage, the American audience have been able to relate to that, and we always make sure we get them involved and make them understand and let them know what exactly we're trying to do, and they're always very happy.
Yeah, the music we are playing now is for it's called Batakoto. It's a type of music you have to be energetic and try to jump up very well. This is for the god of thunder. So. Thank you. Miki po miki mi gbo
omi o
akala soju dedere
omi o
e wi worin o ma diye
omi o
rere pase kulubu
omi
mi lomo bi to sun ase omi
wo
dede yo
e wa o
mi wo dede yo
e wa o
e wo dede yo
e wa o
e wo dede yo
e wa o
miki po miki mi gbo
omi o
akala soju dedere
omi o
e wi worin o ma diye
omi
o rere pase kulubu
omi o
lomo bi to sun ase omi wo dede yo
e wa o
omi wo dede yo
e wa o
e wo o e wo o e wo o
The African drums really they are used as melodic instrument to send messages. For instance, in the traditional life of Africans, where you have the oba, you know, the obas are the kings. The king, you know, will ask his messenger to go and, you know, invite the people in the town. And the power through which they do that, the way they communicate, is through the power of the drum. There are certain phrases you say on the drum, and the people will know where the king wants us to be at the palace at a certain time. So when we perform for people, we communicate with the drum by making the drum talk, by making the drum sing. You know, we communicate back and forth between the drummers and then between the drummer and the dancers, and you know, also between the onlookers. So really the drums are not considered a percussive instrument or rhythmic instrument like, you know, in terms of the Western music. They are basically melodic instruments, and they can be used, you know, to carry a lot of emotion. You know, in fact, you know, in most cases, there are certain emotions you could derive from the drum, which would be very impossible for a human voice to carry out. Most of the drums we play really are from West Africa. For instance, we play djembe and sangba. The djembe really, they are mostly spread along the northern part of West Africa. The same thing with sangba. And apart from that, we use conga drums. Conga drum, you know, is a very popular drum in the New World here. But it's a, you know, it's a type of drum which is all over Africa. So we use that a lot, you know, in expressing some of our music. And apart from that, there's another instrument called mbira. You know, we have various, you know, names for mbira, like Agidigbo or Ubo, it depends where I come from. So, you know, we also play that one. And apart from that, we also play Shekere, Agogo, you know, a lot of instruments. And sometimes we play Toromogbe or Kutu. The Toromogbe or Kutu is like a whistle. So, and then we sing as well.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the music of Adesanya Adeyeye, a Nigerian musician studying music and performing at Kent State University in Ohio in the USA. And a reminder, friends, that this is Music Time in Africa. You're listening to the Voice of America's Africa Service.
Join us every day on VOA.
VOA's Africa Service is on the air broadcasting to Africa every day, 7 days a week. And your music man, Leo, and I recommend that you don't miss our Africa Service morning show, Daybreak Africa, full of news, special features, and reports on economic development, science and technology, nutrition and health, and, of course, good music. And that's every day. Also listen to African Panorama, Nightline Africa, and other programs that are all listed in the current program schedule. Program schedules are always available, and all you have to do is request one, making sure you give us your full name and address. Write to me, Rita Rochelle. My name is spelled RitaRochelle. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. And I'll repeat that for you. Again, for getting your program schedule, simply address your letters to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. However, we do have an alternate address which might be a little less expensive, and that is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or USIS Center in your country. And please remember to write your names and addresses clearly for us. Again, that last address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or USIS Center in your country. Lipi lipi mulokusu dia ini hasidi katili. Tell me, what were your intentions, so full of jealousy? Tarab music from Zanzibar by the famous Utamaduni Cultural Group. Romantic Taarab music from the island of Zanzibar by the Uta Mudini Cultural Group. And back to West Africa now. Here's our final number for this edition of Music Time in Africa. From Ghana, the Sunsum Band.
Foya di bibia bo na mume ga ai
ya di bibia bo
na di bibia bo na mume ga ai ya di
bibia bo na mume
ga ai mume ga mume ga smart
mume
ga mume ga
mume
ga ni kita bo
mume
ga mume ga
mume
ga je
mume
ga mume ga
mume
ga ni juju ya
mume
ga mume ga
Bon piano, bon piano, bon piano.
And that's it for now, friends, but don't forget, I'll be back right here in an hour and 30 minutes from now at 19 hours 30 GMT, and we'll have music for you by some of Africa's top bands. A full half hour of dance music, so join me then. For now, all my best to you, your family, and friends, and I hope you'll stay tuned now for the report of the latest world news right here on VOA's Africa service. My love to all of you.